Welcome back, everyone. Now we have Shion here, and she will be talking to us about why we need rituals. As a start, that's a very interesting question and on its own. Do you want to give us a quick run through your project, what your project is about?
Okay, I research about the topic of rituals. So rituals are the oldest and the most common social culture in the human history. It belongs to neither the realm of physical or nor the range of concepts, but of specific behavior in practice. The purpose of ritual action is to express emotion or express or center meaning and get inspiration from there. And ritual could bring the magic to our life. They could help us to deal with the difficult position and evoke the beautiful wishes in our heart. Many scholars believe that people should bring the rituals back to our life to cultivate an intentional habit, to form a structure for life. But all this time, people haven't cultivated the awareness of knowing about ritual in a deeper sense and might feel completely ignorant of how to improve the life through rituals. So I decided to create an institution named the Ritual Lab to help people get a better life through ritual practice. And in the Ritual Lab, we do the research about how to enhance the knowledge of our ancestors' rituals and adapt that knowledge to the contemporary condition. And then we separate this updated rituals to the people's life by ritual teaching video, public ritual activities, and so on. And the ritual practice methods that Ritual Lab provide are meaningful, help people jump out the stressful, troubled, and fast-paced contemporary life to seek a moment of rest and the profound reflection to perceive the art and the ancestics.
Okay, that sounds really interesting. You've mentioned two words that I think maybe are kind of similar. Do you wanna tell us what you think, what the difference is between rituals and habits?
Yes. Firstly, habit is a kind of unconscious behavior. It always develops without knowing it. Like one day we start doing something and repeat it again and again. With the time, the action is become ignorant in our life, but we don't even think about it anymore. Rituals are unlike habits. We are done with the intention and the concentration. By making something into a ritual, we give it focus. And when we choose our habits and intentionally repeat them, they might become rituals. So it could be say ritual is like improved and more efficient version of habit. Secondly, rituals integrate symbols and signs and with the spiritual function. But habit without symbols beyond the normally function. For example, for me, washing hand before eating is a habit because it's just for clean my hand, only has hygienic function. But in ancient China, most of people would wash in their hand to purify their body and mind before reading. And in this case, washing hand is a ritual. Hand wash symbolized purification of the soul, and it also for sure the respecting for knowledge. Thirdly, habits don't have a system, but ritual follow a system. Ritual is a process which usually has a fixed set of instructions, include time, action, execution, rules, and the sequence. But habit is more casual.
Brilliant. So I understand that you've created a ritual lab. Do you want to tell us what is the reason behind creating a ritual lab and why exactly a lab?
There are some reasons behind creating a lab for ritual. The main reason is that nowadays most of people only related ritual to the religion or witchcraft. People haven't cultivated awareness of knowing about rituals in a deeper sense and ignorant that they could do the ritual practice in their daily life to cultivate an intentional habit to form a structure for life. So I try to make ritual methods look more logical and scientific through create a life institution for ritual to let people more easier to start ritual practice in their life. You know, in China, people are really easy to interested in the things that are the scientists' recommendation. What the plus in my mind, the process of ritual action in human beings and the process of ritual updating are very similar with the chemical reaction. So that's why the lab I have created.
Okay, sounds great. So the third question, I think all of us are kind of digital natives. I think our
mm-hmm.
generation are digital natives.
Yeah.
So you are a digital native, and does that inspire the question of what is lost in modern fast-paced technological societies?
It get inspirations from what is lost in the contemporary society, because actually I am the digital native. I remember that a day I watched a speech video. The speaker is the famous artist Marina Abramović. At the start of the speech, she radically said, first to answer the question, what is wrong in this world today? Almost everything. What is not wrong is much shorter less than what is wrong. Actually, I'm not completely agree with this assert, because I am indeed enjoy the convenience life that science and the technology brings for us. But we can't ignore that there are a lot of problems in contemporary life, like in the changing environment, the fast-paced work, the highly concentrated life. It's really easy to feel tired and have anxiety. We are also turning more and more fickle and distracted, and so on. I really agree with another words Marina Abramović said in the speech. She said, it is so important that say what every individual on his own can do to make things better. So I think daily ritual practice could be a key to help individual on his own to change their life.
Okay, sounds great. Lastly, would you like to tell us what do you have in your drawer before we end? What did you put in the drawer?
Oh, drawer.
Downstairs, yeah.
Yes, I put four fields. One field is talk about my design experiments, and you can see some of the design experiments in your field, that what is a ritual lab looks like, and what my what kind of rituals the ritual lab solved. And then another field is you can see the different definition of rituals. Yes. And then I also put a questionnaire. I hope you can help me to catch the ritual stories that could be the inspirations for me in the future. Yeah.
Okay, that sounds really exciting. I hope that everyone will answer those questionnaires and
yeah,
they will get some
so.
Feedback. Thank you so much, Xion, for being with us today. And,
okay.
Yeah, coming up next is Tink.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.